Wait, start again. He's missing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track here.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hello, everybody. It's that time of the week again where you're in tune for a delightful half an hour of buzzworthy style fun with the Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
I thought you were going to say, well, you're in for it now.
Well, there is that.
Absolutely. Are you sure you wanted to tune in?
Yes, you did.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I mean, what a better way to start off the week with a little bit of fun, a little bit of style. Yep. But first of all, let me introduce you to the Fab Four. First up, we have the Baron of Bouge himself, Bruce.
Hey.
The sweet spin sister, Stacey.
Oh my gosh, shucks. Thank you.
And the beautiful Beck.
Oh, I like that. Take beautiful any day of the week.
There you
and
go.
Of course, every day let's of the week. Not forget, always prepared, always posh, Pamela. And then, of course, we have Eric, because really...
Eric the Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Oh, we like that. Yes. Eric the Extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Eric.
He needs like a coat of arms, you know.
You know what he is? He's our flex tape. He keeps the ship like together.
Yeah. All right. Is that what it is, Eric, your flex tape?
I guess.
Oh, dear.
I'll go with it. I'm flexible.
You weren't called an old slipper.
Oh my gosh. Am I ever going to
that
live that
ago.
Down?
Some people,
no.
some people
am
like
I
to hang
ever
going to
get forgiveness? You have said you have forgiven me.
I
for
have
that.
Forgiven you. Hey, look, that whole thing about forgive and forget you're is not true. You should forgive, but never forget.
It makes you, Stacey.
Thank
oh
you.
My gosh. All things right. that we should never forget.
Anyway, hey, you know what you could do, listeners? You could go back and listen to every episode and look for the one that Bruce says something about me being like an old shoe or an old slipper. Anyway.
It was, a loving thing that I said.
So loving. Uh-huh. Anyway.
So note of caution, always think before you speak,
good
especially you, Bruce.
Me. Absolutely.
Well, especially Beck, when it's being recorded. I mean, let's be honest.
Right. Speaking of speaking, Beck, what's in the news?
Well, last night, of course, was the mother of award shows, and thus the commentary about award show dressing will come to an end. However, we're going to address it today, because why not? We can, and it's fun. So... you know, I have to say, there were a lot of wins last night. What I found really interesting was there was a lot of light colored dresses. You know what I mean? It was sort of, I mean, yes, Margot Robbie went black, which for her was such a departure from everything else she's worn that's been Barbie pink. But I loved that it still had the shape of the Barbie dress.
Right.
But, you know, you look at Lupita Nyong'o, you look at Emma Stone, you look at Emily Blunt, you look at Charlize Theron, you look at Florence Pugh, you look at Anya Taylor-Joy, Gabrielle Union, all in light dresses. I mean, even Kirsten Dunst just wore a very simple white dress. So it was a lot of lightness, which I thought was kind of fun. And then, you know, it was, Bruce and I were talking about this earlier, and it's kind of interesting to see the way people played with their dresses. Like, I'll be totally honest, I did not love Ariana Grande's dress. It was a lot of fabric.
Wait.
A little tiny, slight
person. However, she's gonna say why.
If you look at her and you look at Cynthia Erivo, who are both going to be in the movie Wicked that's coming up, they both dressed like their characters. So she's Glinda, and she dressed basically like Glinda. Cynthia Erivo with the green leather, you know, she...
That was so cool.
I thought it was so cool. I am in 100% agreement, and it took me back to elementary school when I would chew Hubba Bubba.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I totally see that.
I'm just saying it's not a condemnation of the look.
No.
It's just, I was like, she looks like a big wad of Hubba Bubba. I'm like, now I want Hubba Bubba.
I thought
it
was fun.
Totally.
I thought there was a lot of fun. In fact, the, I'm sorry, I just went blank on her name. The lady that won for the holdover.
Divine Joy Randolph.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Her
Did
in the
you
sky
see
blue
that
dress.
Beautiful sky blue dress.
Again, another light blue. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Light
there was
color.
A lot of light colored dresses. And I thought the guys did a good job of changing things up a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about the guys in a second. I feel that it would be slightly remiss, though, in not addressing the elephant in the room that is the fit of Emily Blunt's dress. I did not understand.
I knew you were going to pick up on the show.
Well,
okay. It's like the dress, I don't even know how to describe it. It was like the dress was rigid and it was like hovering over her body. Now, when I found it was Schiaparelli, it explained a lot. She's, you know, think back to Zendaya's chest plate top. That was also Schiaparelli. She does things to sort of push the envelope. But when she was sitting in her seat and they cut to her and her dress was 2.5 inches above her shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then even when she was presenting, it was this
trick of the eye.
Yeah, it just looked like, I just don't know. And she's so pretty and she kind of had that like sort of messy bun thing going. Mm-hmm. I feel like her look for the night to me was the biggest fail. That's really what it was.
Well, and wasn't John.
I suppose you count John Cena.
What? That was
so
ridiculous.
Do we count him if he's naked? I mean, does that really count?
I mean, I got to tell you, he has a very nice birthday suit.
Well, yes.
It's well tailored. We always talk about tailoring. It is well cut. True. It fit him impeccably.
Impeccably.
So, I mean, don't be a hater.
It was just an interesting thing to do.
I was like, good for him. And the fact that it was talking about costumes, like, I mean, honestly.
I mean, yeah, it is. It's sort of funny, but it's sort of cringy. So I don't know which way to go. I mean, especially given that it's for costumes.
Right.
I sort of see what they were doing or what they were going for.
But I thought Jimmy Kimmel's light pink smoking jacket at the end of the show was amazing. The soft blush pink smoking jacket tuxedo jacket. I don't like tuxedo jackets that are light colored with black bottoms. I don't always understand that. I would have done something a little different, but I thought it looked amazing on it.
Yeah. So.
Love
now,
the color.
Now, Stacey, I thought you would have been gushing over Jennifer Lawrence's dress. The
Dior.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
I mean, beautiful. Very simple, you know, with the shawl in the matching fabric, black with the white polka dot. It was just beautiful, elegant, very simple. And then I saw another photo of her on for Vanity Fair. I guess that was an after party.
Yeah.
And her dress there just screamed Sense and Sensibility to me. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yes.
But that kind of, it's not muslin, but the idea of that muslin dress that's fitted under
the scoop neck.
Yes.
With, you know,
with the train and it's gauzy. I mean, this one was more see-through than what you would see probably in that era. Mm-hmm. Other than muslin is quite see-through. But for me, that was just like, oh, I love that. But we all know why, right? And then Carey Mulligan, her dress, I just thought, just screamed old glam Hollywood to me. And I don't know if you guys saw it. It's with the mermaid style dress where it had the white tulle out of the bottom. I'm showing everybody a picture on the team, but beautiful dress. Just, and I think, you know, she's actually somebody that really has stood out a number of times to me in past award shows where she's kind of that, not that she's a forgotten actress because she's phenomenal, but she's almost like one of those dark horses that comes out and then she just has a stunning dress or outfit for an event. So those were my standouts.
Yeah, I thought Lily Gladstone did a great job, her designer, of basically giving props to indigenous
people. She was so cute with the fringe. She kept moving around with the fringe. I was like, okay, with the fringe.
You can't go wrong with fringe, honestly.
And then Lupita, you know, went with the trend of finding what's in your closet. I mean, that dress that she had was from 2020. That light blue.
Well, she had just
fringe.
Gotten back from a vacation with her new boyfriend, so I think that she wasn't focused on it.
She looked great. That dress looked fabulous on her, though. Fit her nice, and it's nice that something in 2020 still fits you in 2024.
Yeah, what's that like?
I know, right? Let's just take a quick break, right? And we'll come back into our show of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I'm going to sit and think about this for a minute. Put myself in a timeout. We'll be right back with Wisdom from the Wardrobe.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Consulting Team. So we just talked about the Oscars, and now I don't know what we're going to talk about because nobody tells me anything.
So well, we're better on the fly.
I am better on the fly. So here I am. I'm a fly on the wall.
There you go.
What are we going to talk about?
We also never know what's going to come out of your mouth, which makes it fun.
So why prepare?
I mean, honestly, indeed. I'm not as good when I prepare. Okay.
All right. Well, this week's topic, it feels a little bit like a throwback, actually, to probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, when people started coming back from that time that we do not like to talk about and entering back into the work world. But I think the reason we're talking about this again this week, and it's the conversation about coming back to the office, right? Mm-hmm. There's been a big proponent where... or a big contingent of people that have been strictly working from home. And now more and more companies are asking their staff to come back into the office, whether that is full-time or hybrid or whatever mm-hmm. that looks like. But that's, again, starting to pose challenges for some of our clients and some of the people that we've talked to. And I know Bruce has had many conversations in the last couple of weeks where people are, you know, saying, well, okay, now my company's saying we have to come back. And it's right. kind of a challenge for them to figure out what that looks like, because the landscape of the culture of those businesses has changed as well. We're finding that a lot more companies are very much more casual than they were before.
Right.
So I thought we'd kind of address the subject again of, you know, how do you get ready for going back into the office when you're no longer going to be seen from just the chest up?
Right.
So it's,
right.
you know, there's no more sitting at your desk in your sweatpants and a nice top, you know. So how do you prepare? Where do you start? How do you feel? You know, how to feel about mm-hmm. it as well, because it's a shift in mindset as well.
Right.
And then, you know, what if your size is different? How do you now look at color, and how do you be comfortable yet professional?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're a Lupita, landscape. You just go into your closet and you pull something out and you wear it and it looks great. So now what do the rest of us do?
That still fits, right? After 4 years, this is interesting because I think that even companies probably were quote unquote corporate before. Now, in order to entice people and to get people to come back to the office after being at home for so long, working, you know, in their sweats and, you know, whatever, you can't say we need you to come back completely buttoned up like you were before.
Right.
You know, it's like, if you're going to come back, we want you to come back, but we're willing to basically compromise and say you can come back casual, you know, or elevated casual. We still want you to be business, but what does that look like? And that is where the problem is for a lot of people.
Right, because flats and sweats are just not going to cut it.
Are just not going to cut it, absolutely.
I mean, flats,
well,
yes.
Flats.
Yes.
Flats, yes.
Yes. But, like, with sweats, and I'm thinking, like, the Old Navy, or like, sweats.
Absolutely. No.
Which, not, by the way, that is not athleisure.
That is not athleisure. Absolutely.
So what I'm hearing is that I can't come to a styling appointment in a pair of sweatpants and a pair of Birkenstocks. Is that what you're telling me, Bruce?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I don't want to see it.
Just so everyone knows, that would never happen. But, you know, you get the idea.
Well, it would for me, so. You know,
but they'd be sparkly.
they would not be allowed.
Yeah, so I think part of this conversation comes from people having to kind of sit and have a shift in mindset, right? And really think about what that looks like. And I think part of what people need to do is if there has been a shift in how, you know, what the culture of, I don't want to say a dress code, but mm-hmm. kind of, you know, what that looks like, they can start asking questions from the HR departments. Okay, what does that look like? Because they should have some kind of parameters of what they're looking for, especially if you've gone from really buttoned up to business casual casual of what they're hoping to see. And I think that gives you a good starting point. But if not, then I would say always err on the side of caution and go with business casual. And I know we've had this conversation many, many times that nobody knows what that means, right?
Right.
But so let's talk about maybe a couple of ideas of what that would look like in a really comfortable yet casual way.
And if HR departments are listening and they don't know what to do and they need some help, they can always give us a call.
That's right. At MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com.
I would say this. For me, the most simple way to elevate a look is to throw on a blazer. And that goes for men and women. And you can get them knit blazers that essentially are made out of sweatshirt fabric. Yep. But because it doesn't look like a sweatshirt, it looks like a blazer, it automatically elevates whatever you have on. Mm-hmm. So like that is my number one tip for needing to take an outfit and make it slightly dressier is throw on a blazer.
Mm-hmm. So how do you take, so I feel the exact same way. But how do you help people that have the mindset like, oh, no, don't put me in a blazer because I don't want to be super dressed up? You know, it's like for some reason it has a tendency, that jacket, that style for people mm-hmm. freaks them out. We get clients all the time.
You need to understand, or anybody that's listening, that there are so many different fabrications for blazers now. It's not like right. in the old days where it was just, you know, wool blazers mm-hmm. and they're kind of restrictive and
it's like
there's
a
no
cardigan.
Give in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they are, you know, think of it in terms of the new elevated cardigan because there's so many different fabrics. But, and again, you don't have to wear a button-up shirt underneath it or a blouse for women. You know, there's some great alternative tops that, again, have breathability to them, stretch to them, but are structured and still look fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then if you're like, well, I don't want to get back into my jeans, find a dressy jogger and, no, not sweatpant material, but something that's a cotton twill or... There's so much more out there. Pair mm-hmm. a jogger with a t-shirt and a blazer and a pair of flats or heels if you want to. I think that's a really great business casual outfit that feels a lot more like I'm actually just in my clothing that I would wear around
right,
the house.
Right.
And I also want to just also clarify, when we talk about joggers, there are different styles of, like, a jogger doesn't necessarily always have a cuff at the bottom. Mm-hmm. It's sort of more the style. A jogger can be a tapered ankle that is just a hem without, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily have to have a cuff on it. If right. that to you feels too casual, you can find a jogger style that's more of a mm-hmm. ankle pant.
Right.
And I would also say that, you know, actually Bruce and I were talking about this morning and, you know, if you're somebody who likes more of that flowy vibe and you really like your sneakers and you know, that way of dressing and you want to move that into an office environment, I say office, but I mean a workspace environment where you're client facing. And remember, your peers and the people you work with are kind of your clients too. You have mm-hmm. to think about how you present yourself to them as right. well. But the wide leg trouser trend right now, I think is great for people transitioning back into that more business casual, because you could do the wide leg trouser and maybe put on a dressy sneaker with that and a t-shirt. And like Beck says, throw a blazer on right. top of that as well. Right. I think that's a great way to do right. it. Or if you're into jeans and the blazer isn't your thing and you want something a little bit more edgy, maybe you go with a bomber jacket mm-hmm. or you go with a moto style right. jacket. Again, you don't want it to be too out there, but there again, fabrications in those clothings are so, you know, have moved on so much that you're going to find something that has stretch.
Or a button.
I'd like to add one more thing with regard to a blazer. Oh, sorry, just really quick, Stace. If a blazer, if you think, oh, that's too dressy, you can always roll up the sleeves. And that takes a blazer from being super dressy to a little bit more casual. So, you know, you can kind of play around with it.
Yes. And a button-up shirt is such a great thing to do. And remember, we were talking about trends. So pop the collar mm-hmm. and it looks super crisp. And with, you know, a pair of jeans like wide leg or whatever. And, you know, you can play with the tuck. You can do the French tuck. You can do the half tuck. Like there's all these things you can do.
Right.
You know, it's just we always talk about the playing with the expected mm-hmm. Work basics
right.
and sort of turning them on their ear.
You know what I find it interesting as I was thinking about this, as I'm looking at Eric, is, you know, I've known Eric for many, many years. And he is, I mean, he's client facing because he has customers that come into the studio and he's running around. And it's a pretty casual environment here
right.
at the station. Eric is always dialed.
Yes, he is.
Eric is always dialed. Eric.
His mama taught him right.
I like your style, man.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're always.
Yeah.
Are, you know, put together.
Yeah. Always put together. He doesn't go, okay, it's casual and, you know, no one's going to see me. Like, I was even thinking, like, how did you guys do during the pandemic? You still had to be in the studio.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, did your style change?
No,
yeah.
It was the same.
Eric's like, I'm still going to be the same guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got a work wardrobe, so I've stuck with that because I was coming to work.
Which is interesting because Pamela and I were talking about that earlier, about this whole concept of a work wardrobe. And I think that's actually a good segue to what we were talking about. Like, why not have a work wardrobe?
Right.
You know?
I mean, look, that said, while we're always proponents of the closet that is wide, not deep. No, deep, not wide. Sorry. yeah, not that one. The other one. You know, there can be some pieces that it's like, look, you know, like Eric's not going to, you know, maybe wear this when he's performing with his band or when he's like taking his dog for a walk or he's doing those things. And so like, that's fine. But that said, the pants that you wear to work, you might wear when you're at a show or something like that. And so there's ways that, you know, the top is maybe something different that he only wears for work.
Right.
But you can have components. So like that said, you know, I think about like women and like blazers and motos that I have.
Right.
If I'm dressing up, I can dress up and then I can take that same jacket or top and wear it to go out or to run to like a kid's, you know, concert or whatever it is.
Yep. Yep. I think that's what I'm talking about, the work wardrobe. It's the elements of your work. You know, like this blazer that I'm wearing today. Today I'm wearing it with a shirt and tie. I can take this same blazer and put it on with a t-shirt and a pair of light wash jeans and white sneaks and be good to go.
Yeah, I think it. I think it, like we kind of mentioned at the beginning, it's like almost like having a mindset shift that these the idea of jackets being just for you know formal functions.
Right.
But I also want to kind of touch on and get your guys to jump in with this. Is you know we talked about the blazers, but there are some people that really are not going to put a blazer on. They're not going to put you know any form of jacket on one because maybe it's Stacey and she gets hot. Or you know whatever the reason. Sorry, Stacey.
Nope, 100%.
Yeah, but you know whatever the reason might be, and it's just you know that feels too much, too formal, too whatever it is. You know, how can individuals that are really not on that track feel comfortable, confident, and professional without going the jacket route? So you know, because not everybody wants to do that. So you guys got some tips for them on how to you know get themselves back into the office in a way that feels great.
I think Beck does a good job with this. Like today she was wearing a pair of medium wash jeans, a really cool metallic kind of, you know, loafer. And she was wearing a chunky gray turtleneck. Now she did put her coat over top of it, but if she wasn't wearing the coat, it would still look great with a great belt. So I think that's a good way of doing it, is like taking the different elements of it, you know, and like she was elevating that look with that, with the top really, but really with that sneaker, that shoe.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of like lightweight sweaters that I could roll the sleeves up on, or like a t-shirt. And then I'll do a fun earring or a necklace, so that it dresses it up a little bit and it draws attention.
Yeah, I think accessories. Yeah.
Accessories are like a key thing. So even if you have, you know, a bunch of t-shirts that you're wearing and it's like, okay, this is what I'm doing. That's fine. Like, get a good quality t-shirt that, you know, you're not throwing on and it's all wrinkled and whatever.
Absolutely.
And, you know, wear some accessories. So if you get really warm or whatever it is, you know, you're comfortable with that.
We had a client and he said to us last year, and he said, I got a challenge for you. And it's like, okay. He was like, can you make my nerd t-shirts cool? And we're like, what are you talking about? So he literally goes in the closet, shows all these quote unquote nerd t-shirts.
Now, were they like corporate wear, or were
and he was like, you got to make my nerd t-shirt
cool.
But
that's so cool with
it. So we took his blazers and we said, okay, so had him try on all the t-shirts, the ones that fit great. We said, okay, those fit nice, so for those you need to basically get those laundered properly.
Right.
And so they were purposefully not just I threw it on because it was hanging in the, you know, in the drawer, if you will. And he was like, then we put a pocket square with it, with his jackets, and he called us, and he was like, you did it. You made my nerd t-shirts cool. He goes, I'm not cool, but my outfit's cool.
Right. It's like, I mean, there are ways, and that's the thing, like, when, you know, hey, HR people out there, when we come in and we talk to actually workplaces, that's one of the things that we talk about. Like, there's the professional brand piece, and it's also your personal brand.
Yeah.
So the elements of who you are should come into your workplace representing who you are.
Yeah, which is interesting. We have another client that we're actually going to be doing a seminar for, a ladies organization in May, and talking to one of the ladies, she said their biggest challenge is people are coming back to the office and the mindset is I'm still at home working in front of my computer, and really trying to get them to go, you're now in the office, and it's just different.
I would just say a couple of pointers. If you are wearing jeans back into the office, you know, now I wouldn't wear anything that is distressed or destroyed or has holes in it or marks on it. You know, try and keep, you know, Beck's wearing a medium wash jean today, but hers probably doesn't have any kind of
It has a little tiny bit of distressing on it. A
little bit.
Just a little, because that's that's my brand. I like it a little bit edgy.
Right. But you're also not going into a office space. So I think you have to think about your workplace culture, but try and refrain from the holes and the distressing. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice today. The holes and the distressing. And if you're unsure of what that jean component should look like, the darker you go, the more professional it is. That's not to say you have to do darker, but if you're concerned about what that looks like as you step into the office, start with dark or black jeans, and then figure out what is working in that environment. But I wouldn't go with the jeans that you're going to walk the dog in, or any of those things that are like super, super casual, because you want to maintain that professionalism wherever you work, whether it's casual.
And you have to be tricky. Well, my one last note is right now the style for jeans is sort of oversized and loose and baggy. And you'll find a lot of that if you look at Paris street style. That doesn't necessarily translate into an office environment. You need to have stuff that fits a little bit more like traditional office wear.
Unless you're going to wear it like a full trouser and you're going to put a block heel or a heel or something like that on it. Yeah. So, you know, I kind of did that look today. I feel like I've got a little bit of mob wife aesthetic going on today. But, you know, the wide leg jean with a, you know, dress it up with a blouse if you feel like it's too too casual, and then pop a heel on it.
All right.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. But, you know, at the end of the day, make sure that, hey, who doesn't want to look good and get a ton of compliments?
Right.
You're not happy about coming back to work. But I'll tell you what, if you dress up for yourself and it shows off to others, you're going to ride that high of like, oh, I look good.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be noticed.
You're going to be noticed.
If you want some other specific tips or need some help, remember, you can contact us at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or go and follow us on Instagram at michaelbruceic.
All right. That's a wrap. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a stylish week.
Yeah, I like that.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.